Welcome to the 2026 Cammy Awards, celebrating the best and worst of 2025-2026 West Virginia men's basketball season. Your host for this evening, please welcome Josh Witt.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to the 2026 Cammies. Took a little break. There was abbreviated Cammies last year. A lot has happened. I'm glad everybody could join us to celebrate everything about the 2025-2026 season for the West Virginia University Mountaineers. How's everyone feeling tonight? Fantastic. Transfer portal, am I right? All right, let's hand out some awards. And let's start with the first award of the evening, Best Feeling After a Game.
The nominees for Best Feeling After a Game are the Pitt game, the Kansas game, the Central Florida game in Orlando, and the Oklahoma game in the Crown Basketball Tournament Final. And the winner for Best Feeling After a Game is the College Basketball Final versus Oklahoma.
Congratulations to the feeling after the Oklahoma overtime win to win the College Basketball Crown Final. West Virginia won an actual crown. So many versions of crowns. It was a great dismount by multiple seniors. Finished the best stretch in 2026, the calendar year for West Virginia, winning three in a row, two in overtime, every game scoring over 80 points. Congratulations to that feeling. I accept the award on behalf of the feeling. NIL, am I right, gang? All right, let's go to the next award, Worst Feeling After a Game.
The nominees for Worst Feeling After a Game are Clemson in Charleston, South Carolina, Wake Forest in the Charleston Civic Center, Ohio State in Cleveland, and the Utah game. And the winner for Worst Feeling After a Game is the Utah game.
Congratulations to Utah. Congratulations to the Utah loss at home. It was absolutely, unequivocally, the worst feeling after a game this season. West Virginia just coming off a big comeback road win at Central Florida. They were 7-5 in Big 12 play. Chance to go 8-5, build momentum heading into a two-game road trip. And it was weird, 8:30 start, late start in the Coliseum, and West Virginia was flat. From the jump, they go down 10 at the half. They cannot break 60 points at home against a Utah team that gets their second and final win of the season in Big 12 play. Utah leaves Morgantown, loses their last six games. The nail in West Virginia's NCAA tournament bid coffin. They were on the bubble for a couple of days, firmly on the bubble, disappeared after the Utah game. Congratulations to that feeling. I accept on behalf of the feeling. All right. Did you hear about that guy that had 35 schools contact him that was in the transfer portal? All right, let's go to the next award, Best Moment of the Season.
And now, the nominees for Best Moment of the Season: Honor Huff hitting a three over Darren Peterson in the second half of the Kansas game. Honor Huff hitting a step back three over the 7'2" guy in the second half of the game at Central Florida. DJ Thomas's late game corner three to seal a win at Cincinnati. And Jasper Floyd's overtime three versus Oklahoma in the College Basketball Crown Final. The winner for Best Moment of the Season is Jasper Floyd's overtime three in the College Basketball Crown Final versus Oklahoma.
Congratulations to Jasper's overtime three. perhaps some recency bias, but it was a giant three that gives West Virginia the lead. Broken possession, not expecting Jasper to shoot from the top of the key. The three goes down. He makes two threes in overtime, but that three gives West Virginia the lead for good. Redo. That three gives West Virginia the lead for good on the way to winning an actual crown. Will there be a banner? We'll find out. But there's definitely a giant crown that's in Morgantown now. Congratulations to Jasper's three. I accept on behalf of the moment. Player movement? More like movement in my stomach. I'm really nervous. Next award, Bench Player of the Year.
The nominees for Best Bench Player of the Year are Chance Moore, DJ Thomas, and Amir Jenkins. And the award for Best Bench Player of the Year goes to Chance Moore.
This is a unanimous vote for Chance Moore. Chance had to sit the first five games of the season as part of his waiver. Immediately comes out, scores 16 points against Clemson, double-digit scoring in 18 games with essentially one move, which is drive left and get to the basket. At some points of the season, Chance Moore at 6'6 was the best rim protector on the team. Congratulations to Chance. He did not attend the ceremony. I will accept this award on behalf of Chance Moore. The 2026 Cammy Technical Awards were given out in an earlier ceremony. Here's a recap of what was won during that award ceremony. Big 12 team that I enjoyed watching the most that's not WVU, the Arizona Wildcats. Best ESPN Plus Goof Up. The Coppin State game where ESPN Plus was cutting to commercials while the game was happening multiple times. Best cash grab by a streaming service, Peacock, for scheduling their two WVU games exactly 1 month apart so that you had to pay 2 months for the service. Congrats to Peacock. Best mispronunciation of Harlan's last name, Obi-Aha. Best Chance Moore play, the one where he drove with his left hand and finished at the rim. Craziest play of the season, Harlan Obi-Aha shooting a three in overtime versus Oklahoma. It's still making me laugh. Most downloaded episode of Unreasonable Doubt, the Campbell game. And the least downloaded episode, the Coppin State game.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome back to the In Memoriam segment of the award ceremony. Nobody's died. This ceremony, In Memoriam, is to the guys who, in theory, will not be coming back to WVU next season. I guess anything's possible. But I'm under the assumption that the guys in this In Memoriam segment will not be able to come back to play for the Mountaineers next season. 6 1-year guys. They're only going to play one season. Again, unless something changes. Anything's possible. Harlan Obioha came to us from UMC Wilmington. Lost a lot of weight in the offseason. Played brilliantly against Pittsburgh, against Kansas, in the college basketball crown final. He had a plus minus of plus 38 or something crazy. Fun throughout the season of color commentators mispronouncing his name and play-by-play guys. Harlan Obioha, I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Jason Eaglestaff, after 3 seasons at North Dakota, comes to WVU and had some moments, also had some struggles. When Trayson was on, it was one of the best versions of this year's team when Trayson was in a groove offensively. Trayson Eaglestaff, I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Jasper Floyd came to Morgantown with Ross Hodge from North Texas. The starter at the point guard position all season long. And he was one of West Virginia's best on-ball defenders. Had his moments, especially in the Kansas game, helping spur that comeback at home. And then his 6 points, the critical points for West Virginia to bring home a crown. Jasper Floyd, I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Brennan Laurent, probably the steadiest basketball player for the Mountaineers this season. Gifted from a athletic standpoint, finished around the rim. Passing got a little wonky sometimes, but just all-year starter. Again, Mr. Consistent. Will miss the work of Brennan Laurent. Only year in Division I, unless something changes, of being a Division I starter. And I think he did it well. Brennan Laurent, I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Chance Moore. This is my bias. I'm going to miss Chance Moore the most and think about him the most in the 2025-2026 season. He had one move and he did it well. And people knew that he was going to do it and they couldn't stop it. Just a pleasure to watch a man do what Chance Moore does. And in the college basketball crown final, he kept West Virginia around in that second half and had moments like that all season long. Chance Moore, I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Honor Huff, undefeated in April, winning the NIT with Chattanooga last season, and then winning the college basketball crown with the Mountaineers in 2026. Multiple games where he made 8 threes. Honor made 120 threes on the season. He could go cold, but multiple times this year where there were a few minutes stretch where Honor Huff went hot heat on the offensive side of the floor. Improved later in the season in his creating for other guys. Positive attitude. Always a pleasure to hear him talk and say great things about his time at West Virginia. Honor Huff, I wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
All right, the final award of the night. We've saved the best for last. Most valuable player.
The nominees for most valuable player of the season are Honor Huff, Brennan Laurent, and Chance Moore. And the award for most valuable player of the season is Honor Huff.
And in a close vote, it goes to Honor Huff. Congratulations to Honor. 38 points in his college finale. Multiple games where he took the game over. How many times did he make a three and get fouled? Great attitude. One of the smallest guys on the floor at all times, but one of the best. Congratulations to Honor. Honor did not show up for the Cammies. I accept the award on his behalf. So that's it. Big thanks to all of the winners and all of the nominees. We'll do this again next year. Thanks for joining us for the 2026 Cammie Awards. Good night, everyone.